Joe Thornton joins us on Sports Byline USA, 15-year veteran in the National Hockey League, of course playing with the San Jose Sharks, but played his first seven seasons with the Boston Bruins, six times an All-Star. You know, I take a look at that 15-year veteran in the NHL, and it seems like it's almost flown by. Does it seem the same way to you playing the game?
It has. It's just, you know, always the older guys said, always cherish it because it goes by quick, and it's, you know, it's gone by super, super quick, and it's been fun.
Tell me a little bit about the learning curve over those 15 years, because I would assume in the first probably 3 to 5 years, you learned an awful lot quickly, but as you become that veteran hockey player, you learn the shortcuts a little easier too.
Well, yeah, you know, and I also think you keep learning. At least you want to keep learning, but yeah, when you're, you know, I broke in when I was 18, and, you know, the first couple years were rough. I had Pat Burns as a coach, and he, you know, made me understand how it was to be a professional, and, you know, it was good. But as you get older, you just kind of, you know your limits, you know your boundaries, you know what your role is on the team. And I think, you know, you're always kind of trying to get better, getting stronger now in the off season. But, yeah, you hope you can improve until, you know, I'm hoping I'm 32 now, and I feel like I'm getting better still.
You know, I broke in television back on the East Coast, and one of the stops along the way was in Boston, so I know what the market is like, and I always was fearful that if I gave a baseball player, a Red Sox player's batting average, and I was off by 1,000, I was going to hear from every little old lady up to the state of Maine, Joe. And you mentioned about breaking in Boston. Did that dynamic come into play, and did that make it a little bit more challenging for you?
No, quite the opposite. Actually, me and Sergei Samsonov broke in together, and I think with Sergei, he won the Rookie of the Year that year, so it took so much pressure off me. But, you know, the fans were passionate. They were kind of told, you know, it's going to take a couple years. He's 18 years old. He's going to be a good player, but you just got to be patient. But, you know, I love my time in Boston. I still have a ton of friends there. But, no, it was, you know, I loved breaking into the league for the Bruins. It was, you know, a huge honor for me.
Yeah, because they're pretty knowledgeable sports fans, pretty knowledgeable hockey fans, and I would assume they have pretty high expectations. I kind of equate them to the fans in Philadelphia as well. How would you describe the Boston and the New England sports fans?
Very intelligent fans, you know, with the football, basketball, obviously baseball and hockey. Yeah, very intelligent fans, and they love their sports teams. It's, you know, it's one of the best sports cities in the world.
When the trade came down, was there any surprise on your part at all? Because you'd spent the first 7 years in Boston. A lot of people say, well, I'd like to spend my whole career with one team. But in this day and age of sports, that probably is not going to happen. What was your initial reaction to it?
I was completely shocked. In that summer, actually, I just signed a new three-year extension. So I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to be in Boston for the next 3 years, and then end of November hit, and I got the call, and you're going out west to San Jose, and I was shocked to say the least.
How hard is it to break in with a new organization, say midstream during the course of a season, trying to learn the nuances, the players, the personalities, and everything?
Well, to be honest with you, for me, it was really, really easy. You know, Ron Wilson was the coach here at the time, Doug Wilson, who's still the general manager. They helped me have, you know, an easy transition. My teammates, you know, I was put on a line, you know, with some great players, and the transition was really, really easy. My cousin Scott actually played on the team, so I lived with him for a little bit, so it couldn't have worked out any better.
You know, I equate the center on a hockey team to being a little bit like the point guard on an NBA team.
Yep.
They really have to manage the game, do they not? Give me some insight about the center's role in hockey.
Well, you know, for me, I think that's exactly right. You know, I think the center distributes the puck. He sees the ice. You know, he kind of controls the tempo of the game a little bit. It's an important position, that's for sure.
Do you have to read also the ebb and flow of a particular game? And obviously it's going to change from team to team, but do you have to get a quick read on how this game is beginning to go?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, we try to dictate how, you know, the game's played. You know, we feel like, you know, we always have good teams in San Jose, so we always kind of, you know, want the opposition to kind of react how we're playing. That's, you know, that's how we kind of play.
You know, you've gotten to the point in your career, Joe, where you can be a little bit reflective about what's happening in San Jose because, I mean, they have gotten to the conference finals a couple of times. And then this year, I think this would be the one that would make me probably stop eating with sharp knives.
Well, you know, every year's, you know, totally different. You have a totally different team. And, you know, I think it just it shows the parity of the NHL. You know, it's really, you know, LA's, you know, in the Western Conference final right now with Phoenix. And, you know, they're 3-8. So it's just, you know, it just as a fan, I think it's, you know, it's great to see different teams in there. Sure, you know, you want to be playing still. It's disappointing you're not playing. But you realize, you know, it's the parity is there. Every team's great, and it's good for fans.
When you take a look at, you know, the upsets that have happened in the first rounds of play, and that's always going to happen to some degree, but it seems like we're seeing more of that. Is that because of the parity in the National Hockey League now?
I believe so. It's, you know, just to make the playoffs, you know, there's, you know, I see a lot of the West more than the East, but there's, you know, probably two or three good teams in the West that, you know, aren't able to make the postseason. So just, you know, really making the postseasons, it's a big deal right now.
You know, you've been in the league now, as I said, for 15 years. You've obviously seen kind of the game change a little bit, the way it is played. The rules have changed as well. And a lot of people talked about the clutch and grab and that stuff that went on, and they tried to outlaw it to some degree. What have you seen as far as the style of play in professional hockey?
Well, the game's got a lot quicker. You know, the tempo of the game's quicker. The time and space, there's not too much time and space, you know, right now. And I think all four lines and all 6D, you know, can skate and can play. It's just, you know, I love the game. It's probably, you know, it's being played at a very high level right now, and it's continuing to getting better, I think.
Do you find that in the off season, now that you are a veteran, that you have to do certain things differently in the off season that you didn't do, say, after the first 3 or 4 years? I mean, to get away from the game, to recharge the body, to get the body healed up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think the older you get, you got to, you know, kind of tweak your off season regimen a little bit, but you know, the basics are all the same. You know, I like to ride the bike and run and get, you know, pound on the weights a little bit. So it's, you know, you just kind of have to tweak some exercises, but relatively it's the same.
I know during the lockout you went overseas and played with HC Davos of the Swiss National League, and you go back every year. Are you still doing that, and what is the reason for that, Joe?
Yeah, I go back, you know, pretty much all of mid-July to mid-August. My wife's from Switzerland, so we go back there and visit family members. We have a little baby daughter that's going to be turning 2 this summer, so go back and I train with the team there and skate with the team and get to see the in-laws and things like that, so it works out great.
Yeah, you know, the overseas style of play, they always talked about the stick handling compared to the combativeness that you find in the National Hockey League. Has that kind of evened out a little bit? Do you find that the Europeans are more comfortable with a more combative type of play now in professional hockey?
Yeah, they're definitely becoming complete countries. You know, you look at the Swedes and the Finns, and you know they're competitive, and you know they'll get their nose dirty, and it's, you know, they're very competitive players.
One of the things that I like about you and other athletes, and I don't think the fans give you enough credit for it, is the fact that you do give back to the community. And I know you played some street hockey with some kids down in San Jose. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, we just we donated a sport court at one of the local schools, and so we all went down there today and played some street hockey. And there was probably 300 kids from first grade to fifth grade, and it was just it was a great day for me. The sun was shining, we're playing hockey, so it couldn't get any better.
Are you at a point where you're getting a little bit reflective about your career and thinking about how much longer you want to play, Joe?
Not really. You know, I feel really good. My body's, you know, held up, you know, pretty good. You know, you don't want to take anything for granted, but, you know, I want to play as long as I feel like, you know, I can contribute to the team, and hopefully, you know, I got some good years left.
Is it hard to keep the game fun because it is kind of wearing and tearing and it is a job?
No, I love it. I love going to the rink every day, and I think when I lose that, I know it'll be time to pack her in, but I truly do love the sport. I love, you know, driving in, competing with my teammates, and it's, you know, it's part of my life, and I love it.
We got about 30 seconds left. We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, which means our troops around the world, particularly in Afghanistan, get a chance to catch the show each night. I know you want to send a shout-out to them, Joe.
Yeah, hey, just really want to appreciate all the men and women over there fighting for us. We love you so much, and safe travels back home. And you're in our prayers every night.
Joe, I always like catching up with you. Take care. Have a good off season, and we'll catch up with you before the start of the next season. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye.
Joe Thornton, the fine 15-year veteran center for the San Jose Sharks. San Jose Sharks went out after the first round, but they've reached the finals in the Western Conference a couple of times. They just have not been able to take that last step. He played his first seven seasons with the Boston Bruins. He was the first overall selection back in 1997 in the NHL entry draft by the Boston Bruins. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.